Hello, I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe.
大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。我们今天啊来到了街对面的那家咖啡馆。我们今天要采访 Jason， 他是这家咖啡店的一个雇员。我们请他谈谈咖啡文化对美国人来说意味着什么。
Now we're here with Jason, who works at a cafe, and we're going to talk to him about what he sees in the cafe culture in America.
My name is Jason, and we're in Rockville, Maryland, which is a suburb of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, actually.
So Jason, what do you see people doing when they come into this cafe?
There's all sorts of things. We have people that just come in, get a cup of coffee and go. We have people that linger and talk. Some that read, do crossword puzzles, read books. It's really a wide portrait of the community. It's all different kinds of people, really. But it gives people vibrancy, friendship, community. It's a local outreach. It's many, many different things to many people.
就是我觉得很多人到咖啡馆啊，他不仅仅是来喝咖啡，有的是来跟人聊天啊，还有的人坐在那儿看书啊，看报纸啊，其实他们是觉得要享受那个咖啡馆的气氛。
The atmosphere is so important. It's just a great place to hang out. Jason explains that he's only worked here for 2 months after leaving a high stress consulting job. Let's hear about the reasons why he chose to work in a cafe.Over a high-paying, high-stress job.
对，他原来在一家咨询公司工作，工资很高，但是呢，他也说这个工作是 high stress， 就是压力非常大。那么我们听听他对在咖啡馆工作有什么感受。
You know, I've actually only worked here for about 2.5 months, and for the last 15 years, I worked in a very high-stress consulting environment, and decided to make a change where I could come into specifically to come into a cafe atmosphere.You know, while I don't make as much money as I once did, my quality of life and happiness level has certainly increased exponentially.
我得问问 Jason 啊，是不是有的人常常到这个咖啡馆来？我们叫他们是 regular customer.
Regulars are people who come every day or sometimes many times a day. Again, here's Jason.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the joys of working here is getting to know people. And we have people that come in daily and sometimes multiple times a day. So it's very fun. It's more than just a place to come and get a drink and a muffin. It really is community oriented in many ways and person oriented. It's more personable than just a normal commerce situation.
我想一定是有很多人啊，特别是在周围工作的人。他们常到这个咖啡馆来，一个是方便，再一个呢，这里给他们一种很亲切的感觉。那么这些顾客呢，我们叫他们是 regulars。
It's a great feeling to become a regular at a place, especially a coffee shop, because the people who work there know your name and they know what you like, and it's easy to become friends.
对呀，他刚才说有的人啊，一天来好几次。我想这些人一天来好几次，那他们的目的恐怕不光是为了一杯咖啡，可能是想来跟 Jason 聊聊天儿。
And community, which is something Jason also talked about, having a place to go where people know your name. That's a great feeling. Now, let's hear again from Jason.
I think it's very important because there's something about a hot cup of coffee, or even a cold one, but especially I think a hot coffee or a hot tea that brings people to just slow down maybe for a few minutes during the day and sit down without guilt and be able to just relax and read the paper or talk to a friend or even a stranger.
到一个咖啡馆有一种让人轻松的气氛，就是 Jason 刚才他也谈到 slow you down， 那么到咖啡馆去坐一会儿，喝一杯自己喜欢的咖啡是一件很惬意的事儿。
Cafes are just a great place to start your day, to come in the middle of your day, or to end your day. You can hang out with friends, relax, read a book. Oh, they're just great places.
没错，这个咖啡馆你可以早上来，你可以午休的时候来，也可以在下午下了班以后回家之前再来，任何时间来都会让你放松。你喝一杯又香又浓的咖啡，和你的朋友在咖啡馆聊天，看一本书，读一读报纸，非常的享受。
If you have a cafe, you have community, and you have a place where you can slow down.
对。生活呢是很紧张的，那么这个咖啡馆呢是一个让你放松的地方。
Well, that's it for American Cafe. Thank you so much for visiting our American Cafe.
谢谢大家收听我们的美语咖啡屋，希望我们有一天能在咖啡馆碰见您。
Hope to see you next time at American Cafe.